Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. And once again, I'm doing it mobile. That is, I'm recording while I'm driving between centres. If you listened to my previous track, you'll come to realise that I am running out of time during the course of the weeks in which to record these podcast tracks. And so I've decided to take it upon myself to record them while I'm driving. And that way I can give you the necessary bits of information that I have learned about sexless marriages and continue to drop them here onto the podcast. Now today the topic is coping with your sexless marriage using visualization techniques. And this one's a little different, but it's also an extension of the last episode where we're talking about meditation. If you incorporate visualization, you may be able to get yourself through the week a little easier. Now, visualization is kind of what it sounds like. That is visualizing having an intimate relationship with your partner. It turns out that the brain has an ability to want to believe what it imagines. We don't know why it happens like this. Now, this all came about in a piece I read, I think in the late 90s or the early 2000s. A test was done on 30 different individuals, three groups of 10, and it was to see if visualization techniques could help people learn to play better basketball. We started out with three groups of 10. All three groups were tested to see how good they could shoot. And the first group shot their hoops and the results were recorded. The second group shot their hoops and the results were recorded. In the third group, the same thing. This is where things change. The first group were told to go away and not do anything for 2 weeks. The second group were asked to come back and practice three times a week for 2 weeks, and they would stand behind a line and shoot hoops. The third group were asked to come back three times a week for those 2 weeks, and instead of being given balls, they were told to stand behind the line and practice shooting hoops with an invisible ball, to imagine the ball hitting the backboard, going into the ring, and then landing on the ground. This examination was done for 2 weeks, and they all came back together and did another shootout to see whether there was any improvement or decline in their ability to shoot hoops. The first group came back, the group that had not practiced at all, and their statistics were more or less the same. The second group that had practiced with a physical ball had improved around 20%. And the group who never held a ball in their hand and never shot a real hoop but imagined it to occur, their statistics went up by 20%. The conclusion was the human brain doesn't require the physical space and the physical object in order to believe that it's actually shooting hoops. Weird, isn't it? The mind thinks it's doing it and the body gets better for it. Okay, how does this relate to a sexless marriage? Well, I was thinking, is it possible that we can visualize romantic liaisons with our partners and go through the motions of physical sex without actually having sex and find a satisfactory outcome, that we have had physical intimacy? Is that possible? I don't know. I haven't experienced it. If a group of people who have never practiced basketball, never shot a hoop, never saw, and they can improve their statistics the same as someone who has physically done the work, can we apply that to our life? Now, physical intimacy usually means sex. Then you can make your visualization any kind of fantasy you like, anything you would prefer to have if you had it with your partner. Can you get yourself through the week visualizing the perfect intimate scenario and having your body believe that you actually went there? And then with meditation techniques, be able to reset your brain and allow it to accept any kind of situation. I know that if you can find inner peace, and through visualization and meditation, your relationship with your partner will improve. In fact, your relationship with yourself will improve, and as a byproduct of that, the relationship with your partner will improve. That's right, it's not real sex. Some of you are just going to laugh that off and say, there's no substitute for real sex. Real lips on real skin, real bodies curling around each other. Well, that's true, but you'll be surprised how far your imagination can take you. There are some positives to take away from this podcast. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to today's episode on the road, getting around the streets of Mandra. Shortly after my sexless marriage ended, I bought a boat, taught myself how to sail, and I began writing a novel based on a sexless marriage. It's called Seethings. And at the top of the podcast, I mentioned that I was an author. I'm not an author of sexless self-help topics. I do that here on the podcast. But I also offer you the opportunity to read a story about a sexless marriage. It's a pseudo-biographical narrative. And you will probably see a lot of yourself and your sexless marriage and your partner in the characters inside Seethings. It's available from smashwords.com absolutely free for a limited time. You can finish listening to this podcast and rush right over to smashwords.com and download yourself a copy immediately, and you'll be reading it within minutes. It's not all about a sexless marriage. Given that it's a psychological thriller, you're going to see some other characters get involved. Could it be you? Could your spouse be the spouse in the narrative? And could the outcomes in your life be similar to those that happened to the couple in the book? Now, if you'd like to write to me, it's michaelformanwriting.com. That's my website, michaelformanwriting.com. Drop me a line. Tell me if you're a visualizer. Do you already incorporate visualization techniques into your self-care? If you're in a sexless marriage, it's not an easy road. You're going to have to use some kind of tactics. Help get yourself through the day, through the weeks and months. If you've got a long-term sexless marriage and you're not looking at divorce or breaking up or having an affair, and you've tried all the therapy techniques under the sun, then you're going to have to look at working on yourself. You can't change your partner. You can't make them do something they don't want to do. And they just don't get you, that's okay. This visualization thing and the meditation that I mentioned in the last episode is something that you do for you. You're trying to help yourself through this situation. It'd be nice if the partners were there for us, but they're not. And history has proved that. If you are satisfied that they are not going to change, then yes, I think you have to start looking for resources, tools that you can use to help yourself get through the situation. Life is a long time. You don't know how long you're going to live for. Intimacy is like the food for your adult life. If you don't eat, or you don't eat enough, then you won't get the nourishment that's required. It'd be nice if we had all of that. So these are kind of methods to fill in the blank spaces where the real thing doesn't happen. Let's hope it works. Drop me a line, as I said. If you have tried it and it works, I want to hear about it. If you've tried it and it doesn't work, I want to hear about it. MichaelFormanWriting.com. Okay, that's it for this episode. I hope you've had a really good time. Wherever you are in the world, just remember, it can always rain on your parade. See you later.